From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the politics of security and mad cow disease. But first, more new security rules today aimed at terrorism. The federal government says it's going to start requiring international air carriers to put armed guards on some flights over this country. The new rule will apply to both commercial passenger flights and to cargo planes. It was announced today by a spokesman for the Department of Homeland Security, Dennis Murphy.
I think we have several years of experience in the United States using armed federal air marshals on our planes, and it's just part of our layered security from the curb to the cockpit that we use in the United States and has been very effective here.
The new policy begins immediately. Joining us now to discuss this development is Chris Yates. He's an aviation security analyst for Jane's Defense Weekly. He joins us from Birmingham, England. Mr. Yates, this requirement for armed guards on some flights, which flights are those? Do you know?
You know, we haven't got a clue what these flights are, quite frankly. But I think we can divine from some of the statements coming out of Homeland Security and indeed the Transportation Security Administration recently that these were probably flights that are operating out of Europe and over the United States, over the continental United States, those that could be hijacked over the United States landmass and used to strike specific targets within the U.S.
Are you saying that the United States is going to focus on flights coming out of Europe and that flights out of Asia or Africa or elsewhere wouldn't be affected?
No, I'm not saying that. You know, what we're looking at here is the possibility of a whole range of flights from various destinations. I can think to flights originating in the Philippines, for example, to flights originating in the certainly in the Indian subcontinent, including Pakistan, and certain parts of Africa where there has been a resurgence of terrorist activity under the guise of Al-Qaeda in recent years.
I've already heard reaction from a British Pilots Union spokesperson who said that he thought this was not a good idea. No one on an airplane should have a gun, he said. What about those kinds of concerns?
He's absolutely right. We should not be putting a last line of defense on board an airplane at 35,000 feet. We should be dealing with security on the ground. We have significant issues with the security that we have at airports, not just in the US or the UK, but worldwide. And that relates to the technology that we use in airports. We need to invest more in better, more appropriate technology to ensure that weapons of any kind do not get on board planes. And we need to invest more in the intelligence to identify people who would do harm to the safety of any given flight.
Mr. Yates, you call the use of air marshals a kind of a last line of defense at 35,000 feet, and you think it's a better idea to improve security on the ground at the airport. But what's wrong with adding that last line of defense at 35,000 feet? It doesn't preclude doing a better job of screening at the airport.
No, it doesn't preclude doing a better job of screening at the airport. However, once you start getting into some sort of conflict at 35,000 feet in a pressurized tube, all sorts of things can happen. We're in a restricted area to begin with, and although we believe that the weapons used by sky marshals would not puncture the skin of an aeroplane, for example, let's just imagine a terrorist getting on board that plane with something that would puncture the skin of the aeroplane. And he decides to take a pot shot at the sky marshal, and that bullet goes straight through the skin of the aeroplane. That's a scary prospect because immediately then we have explosive decompression and all that that entails, anything that's not strapped down being sucked out of the aeroplane, and that could even include passengers.
Chris Yates, an aviation security analyst for Jane's Defense Weekly. Chris, thanks for speaking with us on Day to Day.